So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me for The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guest is both. She's amazing. Oh my gosh, I learned so much from this person. She's been a number one international best-selling author many times over. I'm so joyful to present one of my favorite authors in Happy Publishing, Cassie Hepburn. Welcome, Cass.
Thank you, Erica. I'm so happy to be here and to get to play with you. It's always fun.
I know. And all our other books we did together, we didn't have the Erica Glessing Show. So now we get to have fun talking about Earth. I'm talking about communion. And this is something that I noticed that Cassie does without trying almost, where she just sends us these beautiful photographs of the water. Tell us a little bit about love of nature and how that kind of showed up for you and how that's working for you in the world.
Cool. Thank you. Nature has always been the place that I go. If anything's been going on in my life as a child, I would walk the dog and go down to the river if there was anything going on at home. It's always been some people would say their safe place. They're the place that my whole body feels alive when I go into nature. And now, 3 years ago, I moved from Vancouver, from a very busy city, to Vancouver Island. And I made the decision in a month, from the first time I came here to a month later I was living here.
Wow.
I came and stood on the land. I went to a park that I was actually at yesterday, and which is 2,000 hectares of paths and wild forest, and it's incredible. It's bordered almost all the way around with waterfront, wicked cliffs, and I stepped on the land there, and my body went, here, this is where I want to be.
Wow. And, you know, I love that. I do get that sense that in my experiences, like, knowing where to live or choosing where to live, that really supports you. Yeah. And I moved, it's very interesting, 2 years ago I moved to a place that I've never lived before, and I didn't even know it was here. It's a little neighborhood. I've grown up my whole life in this area. And so it's this little neighborhood I didn't even know about. And it's got like park on one side, and it's got mountains on the other side, and it's got like hills on the side across from that. And within about 2 miles, you're in so I'm in the middle of a city, metropolis. Mm-hmm. I can walk to stores if I want to. And within a mile or two, I'm in complete open space.
Oh, beautiful.
Isn't that fascinating? Beautiful. And who knew, like, I didn't even really know it existed until I started looking around at, you know, what could be better? What could feel better for my kids? What could feel better for my body?
You know? Well, and I'm curious how much that area was actually calling for you.
Wow. It's such a fun little niche. It's a one little tiny zip code. It's the tiniest little niche. And I remember I went to the grocery store and I looked around. And it's so different demographically from where I used to live. And my whole body relaxed.
Yeah.
Like, I just went, oh my gosh. Like, I just felt a sense of belonging here that I haven't felt in many years. You know, maybe 15 years where I lived in a different area. And it's not that I didn't like where I used to live. It wasn't like that was bad or anything. It was just like you were showing me when you chose your island. It was just like, wow. Like, this is a yes. You know?
Yeah. Totally. Well, and here, when you can drive down a road and think, oh, I wonder what's down here, and you're at a beach, or and it draws such an interesting, eclectic group of people. There's a lot of healers that live here. There's a lot of painters and artists and writers live in the area. The art show, the fine art show that is in town, the artwork is phenomenal. And I've got a good eye, so
I'm gonna ask a funny question. I
You what?
I'm going to ask you a funny question. So,
yeah,
I got this thing because we have entrepreneurs and light workers that listen to my show. And I saw this place where you're able to allow living in nature and your business thrive. And that's just not something like, I think like the, I have to be rich to move somewhere nice like that. Or if I, you know, the starving artist, right? And so maybe do you want to just share a little bit of your awareness? Because I know you help some people with their businesses. I mean, you're very savvy at being behind the scenes in businesses. So tell me a little bit about that and how it can actually being in nature and being good in business can kind of live together.
Well, when you're living in a place that is actually contributing to you and your body, it's really easy to show up and also have, for me, being living in nature, when I'm in the city, I'm getting so many messages from so many places and it's so much information and it's that kind of overload sometimes where for me, where I'm closer to nature, I can be more focused. I can do what requires to be done. And if we're happier and feeling nourished and nurtured, we can really follow the energy to see what our businesses require, what needs to get done, where do I need to go today to run into somebody who may require my services or may be looking for something
I love it, Cass. So I can't remember your chapter name. It's not in front of me. It had to do with walking. walking the earth, was it something like that?
Walking with the earth, yeah.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about your chapter in the book, Earth Healing.
It was my journey, which started out nature being my retreat, where I would go when there was conflict and things in the family. And then later, after I went to school, started school in the 60s, 70s, and so it was right when there was a lot of environmentalism. Greenpeace started in Vancouver, which was the town that I lived in, city I lived in. So I was very much part of being an environmentalist and fighting for this and fighting for that and work for different things for different companies. Organizations rather, and then particularly sent, and then got into doing healing work and would go and work in different places on the earth. And then later on realized, especially since getting into working with the Access Consciousness tools, that resistance in that fight isn't necessarily a contribution to the earth.
Wow.
Me walking upon the earth and being grateful for it, and speaking up when I need to, when it's required, and also just walking with gratitude is huge.
Wow.
Being willing to receive from the earth and gift to the earth, it's enormous.
I love it.
So grateful.
Well, thank you so much for coming today. Tell us how we can reach you and find out more about you.
You can find me on Facebook, Cass Hepburn. CASS, like Sam. My website is dragonflywhispersandhealing.com.
Okay.
And I do classes, I do sessions, and I just like to play with people.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming. That was awesome. Thanks, Cassie.
Thank you. Adore you.